Blog Talk Radio.
Right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. I know everybody's recuperating from the Memorial Day weekend. Y'all had a three-day weekend. I had to work. I had to put in some overtime doing my show, doing some interviews, but just work, work, work. It's always about the work. Got to showcase my independent artist. And, you know, before I get to my artist, you know, I got a little gossip, little dirt, little reality. You know how we do it. But come on, you know what? Let me tell y'all who I'm showcasing today. Showcasing the interview with Fab Eyes Celestine. He probably gonna kill me because I'm cutting up his name. Y'all, he is a hot artist out of Massachusetts. You know, I kind of feel him because, you know what? He started writing in 2008. And his influences was like Jodeci, Keith Sweat, of course, my girl Salt and Pepper. You know, I like them old school, so, you know. But also, he's going to tell you a little bit about himself and about his writing career and how he founded Empire Group. It was like a group that kind of provided artist development. And, you know, I'm going to hold on tight. I'm going to let y'all just stay tuned for that, so don't move. But before I get to my interview, got my girl MJ rolling with me today. Going to give y'all a little dirt, little gossip. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
What's up, Sniffles?
I don't know what's going on with this weather.
Girl, I know. I got a little something going on, too, so I feel bad. Little MJ sick, too?
Yeah, she coughed up a storm.
Oh, Lord. Well, girl, let's put it down. Please tell me you saw My Love and Hip Hop last night.
Yes, I did.
Girl, yes. What you think about Carly Rae? Girl, what's going on with McCarley?
Carly just gets anything she wants.
I don't blame Carly. That's right, Carly. She's bad. You said the exact words. But old buddy, you know, he already gone to jail, so.
Yeah, he got 5 years.
5 years. You know, at first I thought he had 20, but I guess he got 5, so. I guess Atlanta don't play. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I think
girl,
he's already in there.
Yeah, he already in there because they pre-taped it and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I guess the Scrappy and the Bam then got back together.
He can't leave the Bam alone.
Oh, no, he can't leave that Bam alone, baby. He loves the Bam. They kind of make
he
a cute it. Little couple, though. They kind of make
yeah,
a cute little couple. What you think, girl, what you think about Ernest?
Poor Ernest.
Girl.
When she got back with him, now all of a sudden she has his lifestyle. Come on.
She cutting up now. Mama D, you cutting up. Mama D, I'm about to call Mama D today, see what she up to. Girl, she a mess. But, girl, what you think about my Black Ink Crew? Duchess had her season, her grand opening to Pretty in Ink.
Your girl, Donna, it's
like a real nice shop, though.
I know, I'm talking about Donna when she busts up in the shop. Like,
girl.
What was about.
She was going to get her stuff.
Well,
she was
going to
get her stuff.
What?
Huh?
It says she's a weak artist that she needs to hone on her craft, but I guess she didn't think so. I guess she thought she was the baddest one.
I don't know, but she wasn't playing with her. She went all the way down there. She wasn't playing. So
mm-hmm.
I know how that goes. But I don't know. But I got some exciting news I'm going to share with you right quick. Open okay. Talk 2, we will be live on the cable network June the 11th. And, yes. So my out-of-town independent artist, I'm going to probably just do like a Skype interview or something like that, but we're going to be on the cable network locally here in Houston, but they can also broadcast through AT&T, you got DirecTV, but they're going to have to follow me on Twitter and Facebook so I can give all that pertinent information out. I'm going to be dropping a lot of independent artist jams and their names and my first guest, we had confirmed it, but it's my baby daddy. He's supposed to be coming to Houston and seeing me. So we're going to cross my fingers. You know who my baby daddy is. Yeah, Peter Gunn. Yeah, Peter Gunn. You just hater. Well, I tell you, you just a hater. I tell you, you're the hater.
You're
a hater. I know. I just wish I could get some conversation out of that, though. That's all.
That's what
I'm saying.
Congratulations.
Uh-huh. That's
congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations to myself. I'm patting myself on the shoulder right now. BET, I'll be seeing y'all soon, too. I'll be there at the BET Awards in June. So I got a lot of stuff going on over here.
Go ahead.
Yes. Well, thank you, MJ, for rolling with me today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a long time.
All righty. That was my girl, MJ. You know, we just got to give y'all a little bit of dirt, a little gossip, a little reality. You know how we do it. We miss it. Going to drop a couple of jams really quick. Going to come back with my artist jam, y'all. He got two jams I'm going to be playing. The first one I'm going to be playing is called Better. Let me make sure I got it right. He going to get me. I know he going to get me, so... I'm going to be dropping his jam, and then he will be on the line giving y'all, no, I'm sorry, I'm going to be playing If I Can Leave, If I Leave. That's what I'm going to be playing. Then I'm going to drop Better Lifestyle, so both of them. So y'all got to check him out. Go to his YouTube at Better Lifestyle Music Video. It's www.youtube.com. And, again, if y'all need his information, just go to the blogs, and you can check him out. Just for the spelling, it's F-A-B-I. Celestine, C-E-L-E-S-T-I-N. But again, go to my blog and y'all check all his information. I have everything there. But before I get to him, I'm going to give you a little blast from the past. And when I come back, I'm going to have him on the line. Don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Well, you're not listening to the very best of yours truly, Jackie Sizzle. And I'm hanging out with my girl at Open Talk 2. Cindy, what's happening, baby? Sizzle,
throw your fingers up. Wanna rush out to help you, the only. Let me touch it for wrong love, tell me. Cause I get caught up in the life I live to tell. See, I never thought I'd see the day when I was calm down. You ain't heard, I've been on the cloud and get a friend. That's my word, see you walking and you're looking good. Yes, indeed, got a body like a sex thing. You're killing me with your attitude to match, right? Don't be phony, cause I hate it when you act like. You don't know me, I've been stressing in the spotlight. I want the fame, but the industry's a lot like a crap game. I gotta go, baby, with you every minute, baby. Another show, even though I'm known for my one night stand. Kid, I wanna be an honest man, but then take me though. Yeah.
My artist on the line. I got Fabi on the line. Look, I know I didn't cut up your name. Please tell me how to say your name.
Fabi, F-A-B-I.
Fabi, okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Look, I was,
ain't,
I was over
no
here
problem.
Look, I was over here just slow moving on over here, boy. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to play that again in a little bit. I like that. Oh,
Thank you.
Well, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Who is Fabi? How did you get into the music industry? Tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Fabi Celestin. I actually started singing since I was 5 years old, but I never really took singing as a, serious. But until 2008, I started writing. And that's when my big break came into writing. I feel like, you know, I'm more into writing than anything as far when it comes to the music. But I pretty much do the singing just to show my talent. As far as writing and singing, but as far as most part, writing is mine. It's what I love to do. But in 2008, I started writing for Mary J. Blige's artist, which her name is Starshell. Wrote for a few artists from Def Jam Records. Nothing went really far with it, but and then I met my publicist, Cece. She encouraged me to become an artist, just so I could start showing my music and. Since August of 2015, I've just been an artist from there.
So what projects are you working on right now? Are you working on anything big?
I'm in the studio every week. I do it different because, you know, like I said, I have kids. I have three kids, so my kids come first. But I'm in the studio every weekend, just about. Friday and Saturday is just about 6 hours each. I write at home. I go to the studio, record. I'm working on a project called Great Appreciated.
Okay.
That's pretty much going to be an EP. I'm looking at 7 songs on it. If I Leave is one of the singles off of it, and then I came back with it with A Better Lifestyle. Better Lifestyle is more of a personal record for me. Growing up as a child with a single mother, taking care of 5 kids with no father around. So it's something I wanted to get out of my chest. But my main record right now is If I Leave. That's what I'm actually pushing right now.
Okay, okay. Well, let me ask you, if you can collaborate with any upcoming artists or any artists that's out there, who would you want to work with?
Any upcoming artists?
Or established artists, anybody. Who would you want to work with?
I would say group. I would go with group, Jagged Edge. That's definitely one of my bucket lists right there. Has to be
okay.
Jagged Edge. As far as
are they doing anything?
Artists, they actually dropped an album last year, I believe. Last year or year before, called Hope. That was a pretty dope album.
Okay. And also I read in your bio that you liked Jodeci. Now I heard they were doing something too, weren't they?
Yeah. But I don't think they dropped anything yet so far.
Okay. So you like
and
the old school, so that's how you got your influence and inspired
you
and stuff. Okay.
I'm an 80s baby who grew up in the 90s music, but, you know, I still went back to the, you know, the Marvin Gaye, you know what I mean? Still had to listen to that, but I grew up on the 90s music, so
okay,
that's why I love the 90s music. Definitely New Edition, because New Edition's from my hometown. So
okay.
I definitely, you know, definitely in the bucket list. From Texas, definitely I would go with Bump B.
Okay.
Legendary.
Bump it. Yeah, that Bum B and that Paul Wilder, they doing it tough down here in Houston, I tell you.
Yeah.
They are. So let me ask you, for any upcoming artists or any artist that's trying to actually get into the industry, what words of wisdom would you share since you actually already did, you know, drop some songs and you're working, you know, you're doing a lot of writing, what words of wisdom would you share with them?
Study the game. Study it and know the right person to go to, because there's a lot of people out there that will pretty much tell you I could get you there, but just pretty much will sell you a dream, because I've been through it a lot. So, you know, just knowing the right people, and that's pretty much why I'm in your radio station, because I end up knowing the right person to get me to your radio station. It just makes it a lot easier, and just keep God first, pray and grind, and don't ever give up, never let up. You know, there's always going to be a bumpy road, ups and downs. But as far as anything else, just do your research in the music business before you get yourself involved, and always stay business. Because at the end of the day, this music business is 80% business, 20% music.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So we hoping you'll be doing some shows soon, and you're going to come to Houston and drop something on.
Hopefully. I definitely want my Houston to be my second home, man, because my publisher CeCe is out there, so I want to be close to her. So
that's what I'm talking about. Well, I thank you for taking time to call the show today.
Hey, thank you for having me, man. That's a dream come true for me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Again, that was my artist, y'all. That was Fabby. Gonna drop one and another his jam, so don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Don't go nowhere.
Thank you.
That was my artist. Y'all want to follow him, y'all definitely check my blog out. I got all his information on the blog. And also, y'all keep in tune with me on Twitter at Open Talk 2, my Facebook at Open Talk 2. And y'all definitely, if you my independent artist, y'all hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com and send me your MP3 submissions. And y'all can also check out this interview. I'm going to be on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. This Saturday from 12 to 2, so I'm going to be dropping this interview and one of his songs on there again. If you missed the interview, you can always go back to the station and listen to it. No problem. It's always there. You can copy and paste it, whatever you need to do, because that's what I'm all about, independent artists, helping them promote, and get out there. And again, don't forget, I will be live on TV June the 11th at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, so y'all definitely got to check out the Open Talk 2 Facebook and my Twitter. Going to be tweeting all that information. So, with that being said, that wraps up today's show. Going to leave y'all with a couple of old school jams. Got Missy Elliott Stockett to me. Of course, got Miss Jackson, Outkast. Got to play that for my girl MJ because she is infatuated with Outkast. And, again, y'all hit me up if y'all need to, opentalk2@yahoo.com. And thank you for my listeners listening in. I'm getting all your emails, getting all your live. Okay, Sheila, I see you right there. Okay, I'm going to drop a caffeine boys as well. So, all right, y'all. I'm out of here. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you for listening.
Hold me tight, don't need lights, I can see you by the moonlight. I know your man ain't loving you right. You're lonely and depressed, you need a drug in you.
Good. I was looking for a better. If I'm lying, spine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love fame. Together dream about that career with the good you bring. On the oak tree, I hope we still like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the chatter. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Look at the way you treat me. You'll know homegirls, you got enough to creep me. Without a pad on, you left traveling right. This ain't on now. And then you go.